Cale Casey served as an information officer during the Grizzly Creek fire last year, and he spoke about extreme fire during an April 15th CMC talk. After running through some familiar wildfire statistics showing increased numbers of fires burning more acres across bigger swaths of the country, Casey said fires will keep burning. They're meant to be on the landscape, but there aren't meant to be so many fuels in the paths of those fires. And he says people can't let fires surprise them.
I didn't know it burned like this in Alaska. I didn't know it burned like this in Colorado. I didn't know it burned like this in the mountains. I didn't know it burned like this in the spring. I didn't know it burned like this in the winter. Community preparedness means we can't have any more excuses about I didn't know. If we were alive in 2020 watching the news in the United States and breathing the air, we know everything can burn everywhere.
The National Fire Protection Association is a global nonprofit that developed the term FireWise and a program with the same name. That program is a framework for communities to get organized and collaborate around preparing for wildfire. Casey used his own life as an example of being FireWise. He's in the middle of a large tree removal project on his rural Colorado property.
I finally came to the conclusion that my house has no chance at survival without me taking decisive action. It's not okay anymore to look around here and say, well, I hope we get through this summer and I'll work on it next year.
Casey says there aren't many building codes designed for protection from wildfire, but people building houses should consider installing metal decks, concrete siding, gravel landscaping, and other design elements that can't burn. These, along with thoughtful landscaping, could make firefighters more likely to protect a home, while a property with lots of fire fuel may be labeled a lost cause.
You need to make it obvious that you have defensible space. And that's what firefighters want to see when they go to your property. They want to see you've taken that favorite 10 trees that you've loved and you've told stories about and your kids were raised under in the shade and rope swings, and you cut them down to create defensible space.
And Casey says insurance companies will appreciate the efforts too. For KDNK News, I'm Kathleen Shannon.